Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, as you know, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Dr. Ivan Meisner is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ivan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In a couple of months, he's going to be celebrating his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that? We'll have to get him back in June to make sure we do that, which we probably would have anyway, but we'll have to have a big celebration there. Ivan is the world's expert on networking, folks. He's the guru of all time for networking. He's the guy who created and founded and now runs BNI, Business Network International. He's written so many books, I can't carry them all in here except in a wheelbarrow. The new one is called The 29% Solution. Many of you pick up his blog on entrepreneur.com, and he's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be on.
I'm going to have to get a bigger wheelbarrow, I guess, Ivan. You got all these books that you'll keep rolling out.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a new one next year, so you'll have to add to
it. Next year? I got to wait till next year for it?
Yeah, it'll be released during International Networking Week 2010.
You're slacking off on me. I usually get more than one a year out of you. The 29% solution is great, though, folks. It's outstanding. Ivan, one of the things that seems to be getting some attention in the last year or so, because I've done quite a bit of work on this in the last year with a couple other folks, is this idea of networking by introverts. And you've written about this recently, haven't you?
I did, yeah, at my blog, entrepreneur.com. Actually, the blog is networkingentrepreneur.com. And I wrote this. It was something that kind of happened one night. I was sitting having dinner with my wife, Beth. You've met Beth,
of course.
And we were at the kitchen table at my house, and we were talking. And I made some offhanded comment about being an extrovert, and it fit into the context of the conversation. And she looked over at me and she said, "Honey, I hate to break it to you, but you're an introvert." And I laughed, and I said, "Yeah, sure, I'm an introvert, right? I can't be an introvert." She looked at me, and she earnestly said, "No, really, you're an introvert." And I really protested. I said, "Come on, I'm a public speaker. I'm the founder of the world's largest networking organization."
Yeah, how could that be?
Yeah, I am not an introvert.
No, if I am, don't tell anybody.
Exactly. And I said, "You got to be kidding. You're joking." And she absolutely insisted that I was an introvert. And then mm-hmm. she proceeded to share with me all the ways that I have these introverted tendencies. Well, I was really taken back.
Well, we need to hear what some of these are, though. I mean, come on, you're not going to get off the hook.
Well, some of the factors that indicate that you're an introvert are the way you recharge your batteries. Do you recharge mm-hmm. your batteries by going out and connecting with people? Do you recharge yep. your batteries by going to a party, by
right.
doing something public? Or do you recharge your batteries by going home and cocooning? And
being alone, yeah.
And being mm-hmm. alone, yeah. And those are two indicators. And she was like, you love to come home and just close the doors and hide, not answer the phone, not do anything. That's the way you recharge your batteries. And those are the kinds of things she was saying to me, and that clearly resonated with me, but mm-hmm. I still couldn't be an introvert running the world's largest networking organization.
Yeah.
So the next day I went off to do something.
Yeah, that's not good for your PR, is it?
Well,
as Monty Python would say, that doesn't fit your idiom, does it?
But on the other hand, transparency is also important.
Exactly, that's true.
And being honest and candid about who you are and what your business is all about is important. And
we just got through talking to Mike Robbins about being authentic.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And so I at that point I didn't think I had an issue. okay? Because I thought my wife was just mistaken.
What do wives know anyway, right?
Yeah, I know. What was I thinking, right? Yeah. Husband school 101.
That's right.
So the next day I go to do some research, right? I got on the internet, did a little research. I found a test. I wish I could remember the name of the website. I don't. I found a test that tells you whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. And I titled this article, OMG, I'm
right.
an introvert.
Right. Oh, my God, I'm an introvert.
we're too old. But, you know, I didn't know what OMG was. My daughter had to show me.
Oh, yes.
My 17-year-old daughter had to tell me what OMG stood for.
And BFF. Don't forget BFF.
Yeah, that's right, BFF. So I did this test, and it came back. It said that I was a situational extrovert.
Right.
It explained that I'm something of a loner. I was reserved around strangers. Oh, my God. You know, I run a networking organization. I'm reserved around strangers. But was very outgoing in the right context.
Hold on to that situational introverted thought there, Ivan. We've got to take a quick break. We got to sell some stuff. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Lots more good stuff with Ivan Meisner. Little Robert Cray on blues guitar there, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you check it out. If you got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something you can listen to or read that will help you with your small business, the one you are starting, the one you are dreaming about, the one you have that you're trying to grow. Don't forget to check out my newsletter, which you can subscribe to right there. You can subscribe also to my blog, which you can find. You can click to off the homepage and get right to my blog. The blog this week, or not this week, the one I just posted, I should say. We do several a week. The one I just posted asked the question, could social media be dangerous to your small business? And that's my thought for this, for right now on the blog, and I hope you'll go there and check it out. And a little bit of blasphemy, a little heresy, but that's just the kind of guy I am. So check it out and give me your thoughts on that. Ivan Meisner has deposited lots of wisdom with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. Ivan, we got to get you back in June for sure, because that's your 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust.
I would love to come back.
Well, we probably would have had you anyway, but let's make sure we do that.
We're getting old, Jim.
I know. Tell me about it.
I had somebody, this is a true story, somebody blogged something about a week ago, and I pulled it up. It mentioned BNI, and there was an article about a little girl who was in diapers 24 years ago, who used to go to these BNI meetings in the evening. Her mother was a founding member of BNI.
Oh no!
She was on the board of advisors, and she's now 25 years old and a member of a chapter.
Wow!
But she remembers running around in diapers at these evening meetings that we did for the board of advisors.
And oh boy! Oh boy! Well, Grandpa, you know.
I know.
That's a great story, though. Good for you.
Yeah,
BNI, folks, Business Network International, that's the outstanding organization that Ivan founded. We're going to get him to tell us about that a little bit more in just a little bit. Don't forget, his new book is called The 29% Solution. Ivan, your wife told you you're an introvert, and you found out that you're a situational extrovert, right?
Right.
And I think I'm probably very similar to that because I charge my batteries the way you charge your batteries. I prefer to do it in a quiet place. But a situational extrovert or a situational introvert, which depending, you can look at it both ways, I'm sure. All that means is that you're capable of dealing with your preference, with what your preference is, if the occasion calls for it. You can rise to the occasion. Some people can't do that.
The occasion or the context, one or the other.
Yes, yes.
It could be you know, a specific occasion, or it could be a particular context. So that when I'm talking about my field of expertise and doing what I love to do, you know, I can come across as an extrovert. But left to my own devices, or certainly in areas that aren't what I focus on, I come across much more as an introvert.
But what have you learned about being introverted and about networking? What advice, what wisdom do you have for those out there? There are people out there that are pure, unadulterated introverts or extroverts. And, of course, we'd like to think extroverts are better networkers, but their extroversion might actually get in their way in networking.
Well, I think so. And, you know, I look back at how I set certain things up for networking within BNI and what I write about. And I would always talk about these poor introverts out there, when in fact I look back at it, and to some extent I may have done it because of
it
my comfort level. Yeah, I mean, well, take a look at BNI itself. BNI is an organization. We allow only one person per profession, so the groups only get to be 20, 30, 40, 50 people. They're small, intimate. 24 years ago, I could have created a networking organization that had big mixers with hundreds of people and a big party, but I felt uncomfortable with those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead, I put together a small, structured group of organized individuals that didn't actually require me to talk to strangers.
So, and nobody, and clearly nobody's had a more beneficial impact. No individual has had a more beneficial impact on networking in the world than you, Ivan. And so you really are the thought leader on networking around the world. And your introversion actually became a very effective model for the rest of us.
Well,
think about
thank
that.
You very much.
No, hey, listen, folks. I'm qualified to say that. I've been around this man a long time. I know what he's done, and I think what I just said is absolutely accurate.
Well, I'm speechless. You've made me speechless there, Jim.
Well, it is. I mean, I think you know, we just need to say it like it is. And so my point is, though, is not just to compliment you, which I wanted to do because I think that's the truth, but to say that for all of you introverts out there who think that. You know, that you that your introversion is holding you back from a networking standpoint. Well, guess what? That's just an excuse right now.
It really is, because what you do is you use techniques that enable you to connect with people more effectively, and that's what I really did. I mean, for example, when I visit BNI regions, I ask my directors to have someone walk me around and introduce me to visitors and to members so that I can connect with as many people as possible. But in reality, it's because I'm uncomfortable walking around introducing
myself. You don't want to just walk up to people and do that. Yeah, I would be the same way.
And there's no reason why you can't do that at any kind of an event. You go with somebody who you know, and they introduce you to people they know, and you introduce them to people that they know. So you're both introducing each other to friends and associates that you know, and you're introducing the other party. That works really well in larger networking events, and it was really funny because I taught people to do that because those poor introverts out there, they needed a technique to do. But then I started looking at it, it's like, that's what I do.
Us poor, and you should have been saying us poor introverts. What a great story, ladies and gentlemen. Now it's all revealed to you, and only on the Small Business Advocate Show do you get this kind of clarity, this kind of transparency. Tintail, we bring it out in people, folks. Tintail, right back with Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. You're welcome.
Don't let your troubles make you cry.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's the Atlanta Rhythm section. Bringing us back with what surely must be the Small Business National Anthem. You have to go on and do it or die. Ivan Meisner is our guest. He knows about doing it or dying, and he's the president, the founder, chairman, I should say, and founder of BNI, Business Network International. How many thousands of chapters across the world?
We have over 5,300 groups in 42 countries around the world now.
42 countries, ladies and gentlemen. And, boy, have you've just come so far in the last 10 years of being on my show, Ivan. I'm so proud of you. And of course, you know, I'm sure those commission checks will be coming any time now.
Anytime now.
Hey, we're talking about introvert, being an introvert or an extrovert. The reason I think I'm an introvert more than a lot of people probably might not believe that, but I think I'm more of an introvert than an extrovert is I would rather have you and I have a long conversation, you and me and one other person maybe, than to go to a party where I have 100 little bitty conversations, half of which will be interrupted by somebody else. I don't enjoy that kind of talk.
Right, but some people are really energized by going
out. They love it.
And going to a large group and meeting many, many people. And that's, you know, that's very common with extroverts. Introverts prefer to, as I was saying earlier, recharge their batteries or to relax by connecting with, you know, much smaller group of individuals.
But what that is one way, Ivan, that introverts have... are at a disadvantage is because they don't get themselves up to go to these places as much. They talk themselves out of it too much. They believe that this is not something that, that they can do well and that they can excel in, and that is one of the disadvantages to extroverts. I mean to introverts.
Absolutely. It's a big one. But if you can find ways to enhance your strengths and minimize your weaknesses, anyone can be great at networking. For the extrovert, it's about, you know, it's easy for them to go out and meet people, but it's hard for them to build relationships.
Right.
And it's hard for them to shut up and listen.
So that's what I meant earlier on when I said sometimes an extrovert's extroversion is their own enemy, their worst enemy. And see that. So so introverts understand this.
I think introverts don't fully understand it. They understand that they're not good at going out and meeting people, but many introverts don't realize that it's the second half that's
exactly.
just as important. Building that relationship is
more important,
and they're good at that, and extroverts are not, and that's a huge advantage.
And that is the golden wisdom that you just gave us. That's the golden wisdom that introverts should understand. That if they could just get over their fears, get over their lack of self-confidence, whatever, and realize that if I could just break through this thing, break through this first step,
yeah.
then after that, the world is golden. The world's mine.
That's true, and you don't even have to get over it. You can apply techniques that help you get through it rather than telling somebody get over it. For example, going to meetings with somebody else who's going to introduce you, volunteering to be the visitor host or the ambassador.
Right.
If you're in a chamber of commerce, volunteer to be the ambassador. Now it's your job to meet people, and so when people come in, you can say, hi, my name's Ivan. I'm the
right.
ambassador for the Chamber of Commerce. It's much easier to be the host than to be a guest.
Right. It's much easier to ask the questions than to answer them. At BNI meetings, do you guys focus on helping introverts?
Well, we are such a small group. I mean, you know, the average chapter size is in the 20s, and so it makes people feel much more comfortable. I think it's a comfortable mm-hmm. environment for someone who's introverted, which is ironic. When I looked back at it, it was like, you know, I started an organization that really is better in many ways for introverts than it is for extroverts.
Right, right. Very interesting. Give us the website, please.
BNI.com. www.bni.com is the main website, and that'll take people to all 42 countries.
And they can find where there's a local chapter for them, and if there's not one, how to get one.
They can find the local director, and the local
right.
director can place them in the most appropriate chapter. Have a conversation with somebody and find out.
Matter then? I mean, if you know they're coming up on the horizon,
mm-hmm.
And all,
yeah.
I think so.
Yep. These are times, ladies and gentlemen, when we all need to be more involved and be more vocal in our attitudes. You know, I'm not going to tell you what to think, but I am going to tell you that we all need to be more involved in getting in touch with our members of Congress to let them know how we feel about taxation. Hey, Pete, thanks for being here. Thanks for the good work you guys do at NTU.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, with the National Taxpayers Union. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.